You're listening to a message from Victory.
Magandang magandang umaga, Victory Metro East. And we just want to welcome you to our morning online worship service. Mahigit isang buwan na po na tayo ay naka-enhanced community quarantine, yet it will not stop us from glorifying and magnifying the name of God. Let me read to you Psalm 59 verse 16. And this psalm, it was a very difficult time in the life of David. He was being pursued. Hinahabol po siya ng kanyang mga kaaway, ng mga kawal ni King Saul. And they were trying to kill him. And so, this was a very uncertain time. This was not a safe time in the life of David. People were running after him. People were trying to kill him. Yet, in the midst of this uncertainty, in the midst of this distress, ito po yung kanyang nasabi, no? But I will sing of your strength. I will sing aloud of your steadfast love in the morning. Ipagsisigawan daw po ni David ang wagas na pag-ibig ng Diyos. In the midst of this all, in the midst of it all, in the midst of this uncertainty, in the midst of his life being on the line, bakit po niya yan nasabi? Sinasabi po dito, for you have been to me. You have been to me a fortress and a refuge in the day of my distress. That in this difficult time in the life of David, he was able to find God. At yan po ang aming panalangin sa bawat isa. That in this difficult time of our lives, that we will be able to find God. Na makikita po natin ang ating Diyos na siya ang ating kalakasan. Siya ang ating kanlungan. That He is our refuge and our fortress. And therefore, we could exclaim, we could shout aloud the steadfast love of the Lord every morning. And why don't we do that, just that, today? Let's shout aloud. Let's exclaim. Let's magnify. Let's glorify the name of the Lord. For the Lord has been good to us. He is our strength and He is our refuge and our fortress. Let's magnify the name of the Lord this morning. Let's worship Him through songs. Thank you.
Thank you. Lord, that is the cry of our hearts. Lord, that we will become your hands and your feet so that the world will know your name, that every heart will sing your praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You know, just like what that song says, okay, God, we want to be the hands and feet of our God to this hurting world. And just to, you know, to show you that despite this pandemic, meron po rin po tayong mga tao individually, okay, that the Lord touched to bless our frontliners. And I'd like just like to make a, you know, to shout out some of these people's name. Okay, una po sa lahat, okay, we want to shout out the LaGuardia. The LaGuardia family actually celebrated their Easter last week by preparing food packs, okay, para po sa mga frontliners. And they were able to bless yung pong mga military, mga healthcare workers na frontliners. And in the area of Kaindat. So the Lord bless you. Not only them, no, yung pong Barantes and Avalos family together with their children and friends. No, nag-pack po din po sila ng mga relief goods. Tapos nag-ikot-ikot po sila. And they ended up giving it to some homeless people, street sweepers, and lalo na yung mga construction workers po na stop, okay, because of the lockdown. And also would like to thank Secredo and his wife. Ito pong family na to, you know, they're part of a Victor group, and the Lord touched them, and they actually made aerosol boxes at saka po mga face shields, and they were able to bless hospitals, okay, like Marikina Valley Hospitals, Marikina Doctors Hospital, and yung Binangonan Lakeview Hospital. Again, thank you so much for doing that. We'd like also to thank our frontliners, okay? Ito mga frontliners na nag-bless pa rin po ng kanilang co-workers. Isa po dyan si Richard Ayuson, who works at Philippine Heart Center. Okay, hindi lang po siya nag-minister sa kanyang mga co-workers, sa kanyang teammates, no? Kundi nagluto rin po siya ng food for them. And not only for the people of the Philippine Heart Center, dun din po sa Amang Rodriguez Hospital, ginawa niya rin po yun. At isa pa pong frontliner, si Dr. Pinky Gern. She is a frontliner herself, and yet she felt that she needed to be hands and feet of God to people today. And she, you know, cooked food for some of her friends. So again, the Lord bless you for what you guys are doing. And not only do I want us to shout out the name of these people who are doing a great thing despite of the pandemic by declaring and demonstrating the word of God and the gospel and the good news. Okay, kaya po ginagamit natin, by the way, yung hashtag na Good News 2020. Hindi lamang po yun ang gusto natin gawin, but we also want to shout out the name of God. And that is why, at this moment po, ito pong gagawin natin. I'd like you to gather po your family right now and to pray for some of these prayer points that we will show you on the screen right now. Why don't you just take a minute and 30 seconds just to pray together for our nation. Thank you. join me in prayer right now. Lord, thank you that you're a God who hears. Lord, thank you that you're a God not only who hears, but who sees. Not only who hears and who sees, but who's also able to deliver us. So Lord, we pray for our, you know, for our nation and the nations of the world. Lord, that you will deliver us, that you will eradicate, Lord God, the fear in our hearts and this virus. And Lord, thank you also for our frontliners. And Lord, we pray that may you continue to bless them. May you continue, Lord God, to protect them. May you continue, Lord God, to preserve them and just honor them, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. I believe that with all of my heart, no? Yung po pang nananalangin po tayo, naririnig po tayo ni Lord. Kaya patuloy po tayong manalangin sa Panginoon, hindi lamang po during our services, pero kahit po at other times, manalangin po tayo sa Lord dahil nakikinig po siya. As we worship now the Lord in our giving, let me read to you from 2 Chronicles chapter 31, verses 4 through 6. And he commanded the people who lived in Jerusalem to give the portion due to the priests and the Levites, that they might give themselves to the law of the Lord. When the word spread, the Israelites gave liberally of the best of the grain, new wine, fresh oil, honey, and of all the produce of the field. And they brought in an abundance, a tenth of everything. As for the Israelites and the Judahites who lived in the cities of Judah, they also brought a tenth of the herds and flocks, and a tenth of the dedicated things that were consecrated to the Lord their God. They gathered them into large piles. And let us just pray and dedicate this giving to the Lord. Lord Jesus, thank you for this opportunity that you have given us, Lord, to give back to you our tithes and our offerings. And Lord, I pray that may you use this for the expansion of your kingdom. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. And to help you with your online giving, we'd like you to watch this short video to help you understand and para po malaman natin kung paano po ba yung natin gagawin yung ating giving online. Why don't we just watch this video?
How do I give from home? Start by going to victory.org.ph/give to choose a location. You can use online banking with BPI, Metrobank, or Union Bank. If you use a different bank or if you have the cash on hand, you can opt for GCash. Another option is a direct deposit to one of our bank accounts. There are many ways to give from home. Choose the method that's best for you. For online banking, you'll be given a reference number and instructions for your specific bank. For GCash, register for a GCash account through the GCash app. Download it on your mobile via Google Play or the App Store. To give through GCash, just tap Pay QR and scan the QR code that appears on the giving page. Load up your GCash through a linked bank account or cash in at 7-Eleven and other authorized outlets. You can also give through credit card with Visa, MasterCard, and JCB. PayPal users can opt to give their tithes from our website. To make a direct bank deposit, you may deposit over the counter by visiting the branch nearest you, or you can transfer your tithes via online or mobile banking. There are so many ways to give. You can choose. For more details, go to victory.org.ph/give. In the midst of the changes we face around us, let us continue to anchor our faith in the God who never changes. We put our trust in Him, for He never fails. May the Lord continue to honor our faith in Him through our giving.
Thank you for faithfully giving to the Lord. And we are here to help you. If you need help, on your giving online, please contact the numbers on your screen and you can call us so that we can help you in this area. And I'm so excited now to introduce to you the man that would give us the word this morning. Let me introduce to you our very own senior pastor. Yung senior pastor po natin, I'm really grateful for his heart for the lost. And not only for the lost, but also for the people that he serves. And this is a man that we really look up to. So let us all give a warm welcome to our senior pastor, Pastor Mark Constantino.
Thank you, Pastor Alfred, for that introduction. Again, to all of you who have joined us in our Worship Sunday service here in Victory Metro East, we want to say thank you. And we want to greet you, your families, your friends, your loved ones, a blessed Sunday to all of us and for the rest of the week. I just can't help but really celebrate God for His goodness. When Pastor Gilbert and Pastor Steve shared God's word last Sunday, that every day is a new day because Jesus is not sleeping, Jesus is not dead, but Jesus is alive and He is with us and He is for us. And He continues to get Himself involved in our affairs. And so I hope you understand the importance of having a relationship with God. So we're here to honor God and make disciples. We would like to remind you that here in our worship service, we call it worship service because every time we come together, whether it's online or face-to-face, we want to let you know that we are here to honor God, and everything that we do in this worship service is our expression of our love, appreciation, our devotion, and our worship to God. We started with a call to worship. We started with reading God's word at first, and then we sing songs of praise in our worship. That's our worship to God, and it doesn't end up there. We, of course, have a moment of prayer and share to you what's happening with our own church. That's a moment of worship. Preaching God's word and hearing God's word is our expression of worship as well. Our online giving, our sacrificial giving, whether it's online or you give it through the church, through the envelopes, it's our way of honoring God and our worship to God. After this, our time of prayer to you, Our speaking of blessings to all our people is really an expression of our worship. We want to remind you also that starting next Sunday, we're going to start every Sunday po our communion. There will always be a communion service. So magiging parte na po ito ng ginagawa natin every Sunday sa online worship service natin. So magkakaroon po tayo ng communion every Sunday. So please take note, be ready with your pandesal, with any kind of bread, your biscuits, and of course, the juice. So we want to make sure that we really honor God in celebration to who He is. Yes, Jesus died, but He rose from the dead, and because of that, we can celebrate our communion every Sunday. Grabe. Okay po. Isa sa mga bagay na tinuturuan po tayo ni Lord, no, lalo na po nagkaroon pang crisis and this lockdown, is really about prayer. Every night, I would say that since we decided to have a prayer alarm 8:20 p.m., our families would gather and pray, and after that we will have our own devotion. Even in our own staff, we have a prayer chain that I am assigned for the 10:30 p.m. prayer chain. And so the Lord is teaching us about prayer. And the topic today is about prayer. And so I'd like to read to you God's word with regards with this topic on prayer. So let me read to you 2 Chronicles chapter 7, starting in verse 11 to verse 15. The word of God says, "Thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house, all that Solomon had planned to do in the house of the Lord and in his own house, he successfully accomplished." Verse 12 said, "Then the Lord appeared to Solomon in the night and said to him, 'I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice. When I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people. Verse 14 says, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, and then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Verse 15 says, now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayer that is made in this place. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you that we'll be encouraged what to pray and how to pray, and that you will be honored and glorified. That even at this point of crisis, you expect the church, your people, to stand in the gap, seek your face, humble ourselves, pray, so that, Lord, we can come before you boldly in prayers. Lord, teach us what to pray and how to pray. This we ask in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. This scripture that later on we're going to focus on, verse 14, was really inspired by what is happening to the world around us. Alam niyo po, pinagpe-pray po natin hindi lamang po yung ating bansa, pinagpe-pray po din natin yung buong mundo. Kasi nga, yung imagine, first time in the history of the world wherein all nations are affected by this virus. And I'd like to share what happened in the U.S. where our pastor was part of our leadership team, our global leadership team of every nation, and our dear senior pastor, no, not a senior pastor, but a senior prophet, Jim Lafoon, our very own, receive a word from the Lord. And because he received God's word, he shared it to our every nation leaders, at the same time the body of Christ. And he shared about the word that the Lord gave him, which is found in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, that speaks about prayer. And so when the leaders of the body of Christ heard about this, churches, leaders, and pastors gathered around and they formed this prayer movement. It's a global prayer movement called Unite 714. That's why we're inspired to share God's word today. And there's a global movement that's happening around us, and we are part of that, every nation, and Victory Philippines. And so based on God's word, we could see that truly there's a need for us to pray. True enough that God grants the desire of every man's heart. Looking at the background of the scripture we read, that Solomon was able to establish and successfully build God's house or God's temple. It all started with the idea to build a temple. And I like to say that God didn't have that idea to build his own temple. It was not God's idea. It was the idea of David that he wants to build a temple of God where the presence of God will be there and the priests will do their sacrifices, and the glory and the presence and the majesty of God will be there right in the middle of that temple. It was not God's idea. It was David's idea. But since David had such an idea, the Lord told him, David, it's not for you to build my house or my temple. It's not you, David. I want someone else to build. Oh yes, that's a great desire, and I'm honored and I'm glorified by that, but I want someone, the one that will take your place and will succeed you as king, and that is your son, Solomon. So Solomon prayed and dedicated the house and the temple to God himself. And the Lord was so pleased with what he did. So part of his prayer when he was dedicating the temple was he came up with so many petitions. May mga petitions si Solomon kay Lord. na sinasabi niya, Lord, pag naging unfaithful kami, Lord, pag may ginawa kami hindi maganda, Lord, yung may mga expectations ka sa amin na hindi namin natupad, Lord, pwede bang forgive kami, pwede bang, Lord, ibalik mo kami sa iyo. So, ang dami niyang petitions. Ang kagandahan po nito, si Lord nakinig. The Lord heard his prayer. And so what happened was, in chapter 7, the Lord showed himself in the temple where the fire of God went to the whole temple and the glory of the Lord filled the whole temple. So the people saw that. The people witnessed the presence of God and they declared, He is good and His love endures forever. Yung pala yung pinabasa natin sa Book of Psalm, na yung sinasabi ng psalmist, He is good and His love endures forever. Galing pala po dito yon. And so everybody saw the glory of God and they stand all and they were declaring His praise, the goodness and the love of God for them. And not only that the Lord showed Himself to the temple, the Lord also showed Himself up to Solomon. And that's the reason why he quoted what his prayer was, his petition to the Lord in verse 13 and verse 14. While looking at the scripture and looking at the background, I figured out that whenever we come to God in prayer, we can come up with our own expectations. There are two expectations here that is very important every time we pray to God. And so what are those? The first expectation is this. We can expect God's attention to hear our prayers. Nangyari po ito sa prayer ni Solomon. Nakikinig si Lord. At naisip ko lang tayo din pa nagpe-pray tayo kay Lord, si Lord nakikinig. Hindi siya malayo. In fact, every person who pray to God, God has that person's attention. You know, God is not busy doing something here on earth that He has forgotten His people. No, God is excited to hear from you. God expects you for a time of prayer that you would come to Him, seek Him, and lay down your petitions just like Solomon did. So the first expectation is this. We can expect God's attention to hear our prayer. Sinabi niya po yun sa verse 12. Sabi niya ganun, the Lord appeared to Solomon in the night and said to him, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice. Ina-affirm niya si Solomon. Solomon, yung mga petition mo, napakinggan ko siya pero sinasabi ko sa iyo ngayon, I have chosen this place for myself because I heard your prayer. Ganon din po sa verse 15. Sabi niya po rito, now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayer that is made in this place. The Lord was affirming Solomon that every time you pray, guess what? Expect that you have my attention. So God's attention is upon us to hear our prayers and our petition to God. Secondly, whenever we come to God in prayer, we can expect that God's action to answer our prayers. Si Lord hindi lamang po nakikinig. Si Lord, excited siya. Lalo na when you pray in faith. Lalo na pag nagpipray tayo kay Lord, every single day that we come to God, gather our families and pray. You know what? Let's expect God's action to answer our prayers. And so I want to dive in right now in verse 14. Here's what it says. If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Una po sa lahat, ang sinasabi ni Lord, if my people who is called by my name. Si Lord po, nangungusap sa kanyang mga tao, sa simbahan niya, tayo sa Victory. The Lord is speaking to you right now, whether you're attending the 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, 7, you're attending the, you know, our cinema service, or maybe you just so happen that you're listening to this preaching. Well, guess what? You're part of the body of Christ, and the Lord is saying, if my people who's called by my name. Who's called by my name. God is speaking to you. Yes, you're the one. Say to me right now, I'm the one. You're the one. Okay? So, sa lahat po nakikinig ngayon, nangungusap po si Lord, if my people's called by my name. You know what? God wants to let us know that God is attentive to our prayers. God's attention is to hear our prayers. If my people's called by my name, will humble themselves. When we come to God in prayer, the best posture is to come in humility. The Hebrew word for humble means to become subordinate. Use of living under the hand of God. Kaya pala sinabi niya kay Peter, or sinabi ni Peter nung sinulat niya po yung First Peter, sabi niya, humble yourself under God's mighty hand that He will lift you up. Part of us humbling is to bend our knees. We bow down before the Lord of everything, that we will be subject under His rulership and lordship. That is very important. God wants us to humble ourselves and dedicate ourselves. And part of humility is to bring down low ourselves in humble, that we will be under His lordship, His leadership, His rulership. Sabi po ng Bible sa James, God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. There's something about God's people when we humble ourselves before God. God wants our hearts to be full of His love and His compassion, and God working in us. And it will only come if we humble ourselves and submit to Him. Our stubborn hearts, our hard-headedness, our self-centered heart. But we will come before God in humility. One word for humility is honesty. Magpaka-totoo po tayong lahat. Can we just be real and know that apart from Christ, we can do nothing? That's why God wants us to live under His rulership. Because He is King, He is Lord. He sacrificed Himself for us so that everything that we do in life is basically not for ourselves but for God and Him alone. So sabi po ng Bible, if we humble themselves, I hope we will humble ourselves. Second, and pray. Praying is communion with God. The word here in Hebrews is palal, means to intervene, which means to getting personally involved. Praying with reflection and deliberation, meaning God wants us to be involved personally to what He's doing. He wants you to have the attitude, the heart of reflection and deliberately praying. In the Old Testament po pala, the word praying means invoking God to His mind on a matter. Pag nagpe-pray po yung mga tao sa Old Testament, is having the mind of Christ and invoking the will of God in whatever situation and matter, whatever matter there is. We pray because we are God's people. And we pray in accordance to His will, in accordance to His mind and His heart. Why? Because we have a personal relationship with God. The Word of God says in Matthew 7, chapter 7, 7, verse 8 and verse 11, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. And the one who seeks finds. And the one who knocks, it will be opened. Verse 11, if you then who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts or good things to those who ask Him? This is the right moment to pray. The Lord wants us to pray. Why? Because He wants us to give good gifts. He wants us to give good things. And I just want to let you know, as we pray, I was telling my family, you know what, our situation will change. We've been praying for 6 weeks now. And yesterday, my wife surprised me and told me, she said, Mark, I have a good news for you. I said, what is that? Good news, syempre, good news. Sabi niya, honey, do you realize that, you know, there are more recoveries from the COVID-19 infected patients as compared to deaths. The tide has turned around. There's more recoveries than those who died from this COVID-19. Is that amazing? God heard our prayers. And so if we continue to seek God and pray, the Lord will answer our prayers. Amen? He said this, and seek my face. The Lord wanted us to seek His face. The word seek means in Hebrew, bakwash, to search out by any method in worship and in prayer. To search out means to strive after, to beg, beseech, inquire, to desire God. It means earnestly seeking someone that exists. And that's why Hebrews 11 verse 6 in NIV 84 says, and without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek God. This is a moment. We have all the time. Nandito lang po tayo sa bahay natin to read God's Word, to pray, to seek His face, even in worship. As the psalmist says, I sought the Lord. I sought the Lord. And here's what He did. He answered me and delivered me from all my fears. If you are experiencing anxiety and fears and worry, it's time for us to seek the Lord, and He will deliver us from all our fears. For He is seeking a generation who will seek after His face. And that is you and I. Our church, may Victory Metro East be the kind of church who will seek God with all of our hearts, mind, soul, and strength. Amen. And here's the continuation. And turn from their wicked ways. Turn from their wicked ways. It means repentance. Just as Pastor Steve mentioned that last Sunday's preaching, the Lord wanted us to be forgiven of all our sins, but we got to turn to God from living the life of sin and compromise and wickedness and unholiness. We turn to God from our wicked ways. It's like spinning 180 degrees. It's turning around towards God to receive His forgiveness. Repentance means what? Repentance means a change of mind, heart, and behavior. That's why John the Baptist, when before Jesus came, he was preaching about the message of repentance, and he said, produce fruit in keeping with repentance. Kaya pala walang pagbabago kasi walang repentance. Ang tunay na pagbabago, yung taong nag-humble daw, nag-repent. Pag meron daw pong pagbabago, yung fruit dun sa repentance niya, ay talaga pong nag-repent na yung tao. Pero pag wala pong pagbabago sa ating lifestyle, sa ating pag-iisip, sa ating behavior, wala pong naganap na repentance. You know, repentance is not just being sorry. It's not just being emotional. It's really coming to God and asking God for His grace, for His help to change us. It's asking God to change our hearts, change our hearts of compromises and sin and unholy actions, and living godly ways as we walk towards God. I pray that the Lord would change our hearts, and He will change the way we think, our behavior, and our lifestyle. Can you say amen? God's action to answer our prayers is something that we could expect, God. And for God's action and to answer our prayers, here's what He said again. Then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. That's God's promise. Sabi niyang ganun, pag nagpray po tayo, God's attention to hear our prayers is right there. If we as His people will humble ourselves and pray and seek His face and will turn from our wicked ways, here's the promise. Then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. I will hear from heaven. The word here comes from the Hebrew word shama, means to hear specially, to obey or implement. Si Lord pala, pag sinabi mo yung hindi lang siya nakinig, gagawin niya yung petitions natin, gagawin niya yung pinagpipray natin. He will implement what He heard. Literally means hearing with follow-up. So si Lord hindi lang nakikinig, talagang gagawin niya, ipa-follow-up niya yon. That's why we can expect God's action to answer our prayers. Why? Because He's a God who's alive. He is for us and with us and will work through us. And He's always there to protect you, frontliners. He's always there to put a shield upon us. He's there to provide for our needs. So you don't ask God based on our needs. You ask God based on our faith, that He provides for all our needs. Can you say amen? God is a God who will hear our prayers. And here's what He says. He will forgive our sins. He is after to cleanse all our sins, to get right back to Him, His righteousness, His holiness, His love, His mercy, His grace, back to the fold of God's love for us. And He will act. Why? Because He heard your prayers, and God will act and implement what we ask of Him. God is not just there to forgive us from all our sins, but God will heal our land. Heal means in Hebrews Rapha, to mend. It means to cure. Praise God, the Lord will cure this disease, to cause to heal. Like a physician, that God is our great physician, to cause repair thoroughly, make whole, means healing and forgiveness. God wants to heal our land, meaning this includes deliverance from drought, all diseases, as well as return from exiles to our rightful home. Alam mo, nasa bahay po tayo, hindi po natin alam na, Lord, kailan matatapos to? Lord, I just pray that You help us return back to normal. And if we humble ourselves and pray and seek His face and turn from their wicked ways, the Bible says He will hear us, forgive our sins, and will heal our land. Again, I want to mention verse 13. Sabi po ito ni Solomon, na kinote ni Lord, when I shut up the heavens so there is no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people. And then he mentioned verse 14. It's very important that part of what God will do is to heal our land. All the pestilence, the locust, the pain, the suffering, woo! All these hardships that the whole world experienced, God is gonna come forth. He will forgive our sins because of the gospel, and He will heal our land. He will cure it. He will mend it. He will repair it and bring us back to wholeness with forgiveness and healing. As we end this preaching, I'd like to ask everyone to respond to God's attention and God's action to our prayers as we humble ourselves and pray and seek His face, turn from our wicked ways. God says, I will hear from heaven, will forgive your sins, and will heal your land. As we end today, I want to say, as we pray or unite 24/7, expect God's attention and action in our prayers. Let's expect God's attention to hear our prayers, and let's expect God's action to answer our prayers as we pray as one church, unite 24/7. Let's expect God to move. Can you say amen? I'd like us to pray and respond to God's word today. It's important for us to understand that our posture of humility is something that God wants to see. It all starts with us going back to God and telling, Lord, I want to be under Your lordship. There's some compromises, there's some sins, there's some things that, Lord, I'm having a hard time letting go. But Lord, how can You answer our prayers if I will not, Lord, submit myself to Your rulership? Lord, today I want to humble myself to be under subject to Your lordship and leadership. If all of you right now is listening to this video and watching me, the Lord has touched you. The Lord just convict you. And the Lord is speaking to you today. This is not just a service. The Lord is personally convicting your heart so that He will bring you back to Him. Will you humble yourselves right now? And we could come in repentance, turning from our wicked ways, turning to God, not just saying sorry, but Lord, I would turn to You, submit to You my sin and my unholy lifestyle, my ungodly living, so that You will be my first love, my King, my Lord once again. Can we just come before the Lord today? Let's pray. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Lord, marami pong salamat sa bawat isa na nakikinig at Lord who's watching this online worship service. I thank You, Lord God, that You are touching hearts. And even today, Lord, thank You that You're full of mercy. And even as we exhort everyone with that posture of humility, I just pray, Lord God, for my brethren, maybe some of them are first time to listen to this video. I pray, Lord God, that there's no stopping of You touching hearts. Lord, bring our hearts back to You. I pray for humility, Lord, that today, Lord, as a church, as Your people, we humble ourselves. Lord, we come to You today in humility, dedicating, submitting, surrendering our hearts to You. Lord, any form of sin, wicked ways, ungodly living, unholy lives, Lord, once again, we submit to You our eyes, our minds, our hearts, our decision. Lord, today, accept, Lord God, this prayer of humility. And as we seek and pray, Lord, we turn to You. Forgive us, Lord. We put back our faith in You that You said in Your word You would hear from heaven, forgive our sins, and heal our land. Lord, forgive us, starting from our church, Victory Methodist, starting from us leaders, starting from every Victory Group leader, everyone who's part of this, whatever we do in life, You're calling us as Your own people. And so, Lord, here we are. We come before in humility. We repent from all our sins. And Lord, we ask that, Lord, You would forgive us. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, forgive our sins. And Lord, we declare as we pray every single day, You will hear from heaven. Forgive all the sins of mankind, and You would heal our land. Lord, heal our land. Hear from heaven, Lord, to heal our hearts. Heal families, Lord. Heal the relationships of people who's watching this. Heal the relationships of husband and wives, moms and dads, moms to children and children to dads. Heal relationships of families and even in our own church. I pray that we will be able to extend forgiveness and love as well. Lord, thank You for this opportunity. We come before Your presence. We give You glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise God. Amen and amen. God bless you all. And take note, there's an application towards this preaching. I know we've been praying 8:20. Well, guess what? We could change that to 7:14. Pwede naman po kung talaga nasanay na po tayo, then wala pong problema. 8:20 po yung prayer time natin. At ganoon din po sa umaga, madadagdagan pa tayo during our time of worship and devotion. 7:14, we're gonna pray every morning and every evening for the glory of God, that the Lord will hear from heaven, will forgive our sins, and He will heal our land. God bless you all. Thank you so much. See you next Sunday. Praise God.
Thank you, Pastor Mark, for that word. Indeed, as we pray without ceasing, we can expect that God hears our prayers and that God will move in our behalf. Naalala ko po yung sinabi ni Bishop Manny in one of our meetings, that as a people of God, as a church, we have an access to our resource unlike any other, and that is an access to the very throne of God. And in the throne of God, we will receive mercy for our failures and grace to help us in our time of need. And I believe those are the things that we need right now. We need the mercy of God for our failures, and we need grace to help us in our time of need. And so let us pray as one body of Christ across the globe to join Unite 7:14. believing God for miraculous healing from COVID-19 and a spiritual awakening among the nations of the world. Tayo po ay manalangin ng 7:14 in the morning and 7:14 at night. That is one united prayer twice a day across the nations. And so we can check out unite714.com or we can check out their Facebook page, unite714, for updated prayer requests. Let us take every opportunity to humble ourselves and seek the face of God through prayers. And we have a few announcements for us this morning. Kung napapansin niyo po, last Sunday, nagkaroon po tayo ng dalawang premieres, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. Ngayon din po, dalawa rin po ang ating premiere. Ito po ngayong umaga at mamaya po, you watch out for our 3 p.m. premieres. And so, ito na po yung magiging regular natin na online worship service until we are in enhanced community quarantine. 2 premieres, again, 9 o'clock in the morning and then 3 p.m. In the afternoon. So, every single Sunday po, until enhanced community quarantine, we will have 2 premieres. And so we would want to invite you so that we'll be able to reach out to more people. If you could be able to host a watch party, ano, kung hindi po kayo naka-attend ng 9 a.m. or 3 p.m. or while it is ongoing, pwede po natin siyang i-share at we could have our own watch party and be able to interact with the people, okay, doon sa watch party natin. And another announcement po is we would want to regularly remember the victory and the power of what Christ has done for us on the cross. And so, starting next week, magiging weekly na po ang ating communion. Okay, just reminding the victory that God has done for us on the cross. And so, lastly po, no, if you are not yet part of any victory group and you want to be to have some people who would regularly pray for you, check with you, walk with you, even in this season of enhanced community quarantine, be able to hear the word of God, study the word of God together with other people, have someone stand with you, pray with you, please, we are inviting you to join a victory group. And on your screen, meron po kayong makikitang QR code. Okay, so scan nyo lang po yan, fill out the form, and we will call you and connect you to some of our victory group leaders. And before we end our service, we would want to give you an update of what God has been doing faithfully through our Real Life Foundation. And so let's watch this video.
Actually po, nung date po na yon, parang minit po kami ni Coach John. May binigay po siyang letter sa amin.
Nakakatawa si pagbigay ng letter. Nakaready na siya, nagbibideo na siya.
Grabe lang yung joy kasi nakita ko dun sa paper na yung congratulations, you are part of Real Life Foundation.
Hindi ako makapaniwala. Baka sabi ko, baka wrong said lang to. Baka may kapangalan din ako, may kapangalan din nag-apply.
Nung nalaman ko po actually, sobrang saya ko po. Kasi isa po siya sa mga opportunities na binigay sa akin ni Lord.
Nalaman ko po yung Real Life Foundation nung I was working po sa isang construction site and near doon is isang paaralan. So I was carrying this sack of cement. Then nakita ko ni Ate Tin, isa yung campus missionary namin. She asked me to if gusto ko po bang mag-aral.
Yun po yung pangarap ko, makagraduate ako ng college, masupport yung family ko. So nag-aaral po ako mabuti.
Sa pamilya po namin, wala pa pong nakapagtapos ng kolehiyo. Parang kung ako po yung masusunod, talagang gusto ko po sana mag-work na lang. Kasi matatanda na rin po yung parents ko eh.
Ang pinaka-resource lang namin nun is yung sari-sari store po ni Mama sa bahay.
Sabi ko nung first year ako, parang ang layo pa. Ngayon, I am really few steps na lang talaga po.
Alam mo yung nandoon ka na po sa unti-unti mo nang matutupad yung pangarap mo.
Well, finally, nag-graduate na po ako. Parang sobrang saya lang po kasi makapagtapos ako ng pag-aaral, makakapag-work na po and makaka-help na po sa family.
Yung totoong mundo na po yung tatahakin namin. Yun, na ikaw na yung tatayo sa sarili mong paa para mag-provide sa sarili mo and to help other people din.
I'm so excited to share the hope that I had, the real life gave me, and even my relationship to God.
More than po dun sa hope na matitulungan yung family ko, yung natutunan po namin na yung hope po talaga na kay Lord pa rin.
Hindi lang nila pinoprovide yung mga needs ng mga students, but they are really building yung character din po ng bawat estudyante.
Maraming challenge akong i-face. Yung message ni God, my destination ako. I just have to continue.
Gusto ko pong sabihin po sa nagpa-partner sa Relay Foundation, maraming salamat po sa pagtitiwala na binibigay ninyo po sa aming mga scholars.
Makita ko lang din yung iba kong ka-scholar. Parang grabe lang din yung impact ng scholarship.
Sobrang lawak po na nararating ng tulong niyo. I mean, from Luzon, Visayas, and Mindanao.
Kahit hindi ko po sila nakikita, alam mong nandyan sila kasi yun nga po. Well provided po kami. I'm thankful for those people and dinadala ko po sila sa prayers ko na God will bless them more because they are giving to us.
Sabi nga po, di ba, change a life, change a nation. Hindi lang po buhay namin yung mababago sa mga tulong po na iligay po ninyo, but yung buong bansa po namin at buong mundo po, yung natutulungan po ng mga bawat pagpapartner po at pagbibigay niyo po sa Relay Foundation. So maraming salamat.
Your faithful generosity, even in the midst of crisis, continues to inspire and encourage us. Thank you for bringing hope and making a difference in the lives of our scholars. No matter what the situation, we can continue to change a life and change a nation.
On behalf of our leadership team, we want to thank you for continually supporting our Real Life Foundation. It is definitely helping our scholar and their families. Let me speak a blessing to you as we end our worship service this morning. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you and look with favor towards you and give you peace. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Once again, thank you so much for joining us. Let's honor God and let's continually make disciples. God bless you. See you again next Sunday.